Oh, yes, indeed. Forget ActoCast. It is time for a most amazing event spanning several episodes. Prepare yourself, if you can, for a level of spicy never before achieved in the Saga Game Studio RPG experience. Oh, yeah, baby. It's time for sexy battle wizards. We truly hope you enjoy.
So, I am not the usual DM or Ghostmaster or anything. Fuck you.
Do we need a timer?
Since we have them,
just because. Welcome to ActoCast. I am not Matt. I am Ben. Most of the rest of us are here, too.
Hey, stop cheering, everybody. I'm still here.
Yeah, he is still here.
Can he stay forever?
We tried kicking him out.
And ever?
We were successful. We did get rid of Brad for tonight. We do have a special guest. Mike. Mikael. Hi, Mike.
Hello.
Oh, wow. You don't even sound so sad.
Hello.
He's from our sister show, Unbroken. He plays Walnuts.
Stepsister.
That's fair.
Ugly stepsister.
Because you can fuck him.
Hey.
Yeah.
I'm still here.
I'm going to drink my beer.
You
toast to Brad.
Yeah, Brad. So
wherever you are.
Fantastic.
We are doing a special non-Ghostbusters related episode. We are doing a one-shot of Sexy Battle Wizards. This is a one-page RPG. It's made by Grant Howitt. I saw it online. Matt may have actually pointed it out to me. I immediately got it, and now we are playing it because it sounds awesome. So here's the quick little blurb of what this game is. You are a sexy battle wizard. You are a member of the College Errant, an organization based in a magical flying castle that rove the land looking to avert arcane disasters and fight injustice. You have precisely zero authority to do this. The cops hate you, and you are wanted in several countries for collateral damage caused while saving the world.
Collateral damage is for other people.
Yeah, totally.
Ghostbusters.
That's why Ghostbusters has a liability clause for it. So that is it. So this is, like I said, it's a one-page RPG. We have three stats. They are sexy, battle, and wizard. And basically, they're going to try to save whatever arcane disaster I decide to give them, which I've already rolled up, and I'm not going to tell them what happens.
The massive dong.
It
Danny DeVito.
It's going to have to be now. It wasn't going to be, but I will rewrite that shit. So, basically, they will do stuff. If they end up dying, they explode into magic, but they will come back, and they'll probably be rerolling characters. So for now, I'm going to let them introduce their current characters, and we'll start with...
Point of order?
No.
Okay.
Go ahead. What's up?
I signed a promotional contract with the Dick Depot. I have to explode into a ball of dildos.
The Dick
Depot?
Sure. Okay. Just want to make it to one of those. Okay.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Dildos.
We should also mention...
Jingle coming soon.
That this game is made by Grant Howitt. If you go to his Patreon, so that's patreon.com/GS Howitt, all one word, that's H-O-W-I-T-T. He has other free games available, and you probably should give him some money, because if he made this, he's got to be pretty awesome.
Thanks, Grant Howitt.
It's very fun and funny.
There's your free plug.
Hey.
Yeah. Send us more free RPGs. But no, seriously. All right, so we'll go around. We'll introduce our current characters and all that. So, Mr. Kevin, would you like to kick us off?
I am Hildur the Dwarf. I am known beyond the lands for my camel hammock.
Oh, my.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. My beards are in 1,000 different ponytails with mirrors tangled in at the ends.
Mm.
Shards of mirrors.
Ooh.
We like to keep things rough.
Sparkly.
Ladies love you? Maybe not.
Everyone loves me.
What was your name again?
Hildur. Double L-D-E-R. Emphasis on the der.
Hildur. Oh my. So good.
How you doing?
Hey.
Oh yeah.
That was not Hildur.
That was
Hildur's classier than that.
Hildur.
And going to the more classy one, Mike.
I will be playing Hephaestus, known to his friends as Jack Steel. As Mike currently have a dog's nose in my balls. One second.
That is what Gozer do.
Yeah, you
know. It was one of those shows.
Oh, it is.
Hey, calm down, buddy.
So, Jack Steel.
Jack Steel.
Oh, my.
So I'm kind of debating if I should do that cliche 90s action voice for this or if I should do something else.
I mean, that it sounds like a cliche 90s action hero name.
Yeah. Sexy battle wizards.
That's a work in progress. I'll come back to that.
Right. What were you saying, Jack Steel?
Jack Steel.
In a world.
Yeah. In a world where wizards not only battle, but they do it sexily.
Oh.
With magic.
Oh, and every
exploding
world?
Dildos. Yeah.
Exploding dildos. That's just me, unless you have a paid contract with the Dick Depot.
The Dick Depot.
Fun for everyone.
Consenting age, of course.
Okay. Well, so I'm well known for my sexy hair and beard and mustache. It's all three because I chose all three. Hephaestus is a ginge, and he's got super long dreadlocks. Which all end in metal beads shaped like fists. And his beard is just a fucking long beard.
A fucking long beard.
Nice.
Which, you know, okay. And his beard has been, like, sculpted like topiary to be also shaped like a fist.
Wow.
Awesome.
Wow. It's amazing.
I love it.
I like it.
My signature weapon of choice is the Fey Cannon, which looks like a pirate ship cannon. Like, big, too. And I just hulk it up onto my shoulder and blast away.
Nice.
Wait, you didn't go for it between your legs?
No, because I thought I would have to, like, every time, I'd have to move the beard out of the way. Like, that just wouldn't work.
Pelvic thrust.
What if you just sculpted the beard around it so the fist was holding it? Like, it was jacking it off.
Yeah, Jack Steel.
Maybe my next character.
Okay. Stuff, something to keep in mind.
Yeah, you know, because I can't waste all my good ideas on this one.
Yeah.
Because these are good ideas.
Yes, they are. Mm-hmm. I'm supposed to be nice to him, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. No, you don't have to.
Whatever.
I don't care.
You start killing us.
Okay.
I'm borderline sociopathic. I really don't have feelings.
He ends every story with, well, I'm just an asshole.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm done.
Hello. I am a sexy battle wizard. My name is Armina, and I'm sexy because of my big sculpted muscles.
Oh, you copycat.
I get to go first. So I travel the land and I do miscellaneous lifting work for people, and that's how I make a lot of money.
What's the biggest thing you've ever picked up then put down?
A dwarf. He's really fucking fat, guys. You guys don't even know. My signature weapon is Fey Fists. I'm really good at fisting.
Come get fisted.
Now, do you only fist the Fey, or?
No, I don't only fist the Fey. I'm an equal opportunity fister.
Mm.
Yes.
So what makes it a Fey fist?
The magic and how it explodes from my real fists.
Oh,
yes.
Fancy.
Oh, it's very fancy.
What's the strangest thing you ever fisted?
a dwarf.
That's okay. He was really fat.
He was really fat. It was the same job.
What color is the Fey magical green energy that comes out of your fist?
It's green, you stupid motherfucker.
Oh, yeah, Mike, this is what we had to put on the light so he would remember what color Kevin's stuff was.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Kevin's stuff is green.
I was like, not Kevin, Ed.
Yeah. Ed.
Who the fuck's
Sorry.
Kevin?
Ed's.
There is no Kevin here.
There's no Kevin here. My magical school.
I'm surrounded by Ed's.
So when Kevin.
Send help.
When Kevin explodes everywhere, his stuff is green.
Yeah.
Dildos. Dildos.
That seems very concerning.
Green dildos.
It's
very concerning. Nice. My magical school is the art of hyperdimensional splendor.
Wow.
I know. It's cool. Hyperdimensional. It's not regular dimensional.
So it's very
amped.
Overactive.
It's overactive and amped.
Yeah.
Cool. And Mr. Matthew.
You should give it some Ritalin.
Yeah.
I am playing Bro One. Like I said, he was going to be Bro Win, but then I realized that every time he shows up to a disaster, it's a foregone conclusion that he's already won. So it's Bro One. He has sculpted muscles.
Oh.
But his are literally sculpted on. Like, he has a magical trowel that he used to apply regular concrete. But in touching the regular concrete with the magical trowel, they became magical, real sculpted muscles. So yeah, he's got big sculpted concrete pecs and a nice little 7-pack. He lost one. It used to be an 8-pack. He was thirsty. And the big, huge, like Terry Crews muscles.
Oh.
Like Tiny Terry.
Tiny Terry.
So what about like his forearm muscles? Are they regular, like
flesh
muscles?
No, he couldn't
muscles?
Get those with the, with
right.
the trowel.
So,
yeah.
So those are flesh.
Yeah.
And then you got concrete.
Exactly.
Or, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it looks, it would look ridiculous, except that he's so goddamn sexy.
Mm.
And I would imagine if he's that jacked, no one's going to make fun of him anyway.
Oh, no. Not at all. No. He's terrifying. His weapon of choice are his ember fists. They are ember because he also is a ginger wizard, and he has a lot of hair on his knuckles.
Okay.
His grandmother told him it was going to happen, and it turns out grandma was right. But when grandma's a witch and cast a curse on you to get hairy knuckles, it's kind of a cheat. But it is what it is. So that's his ember fist. It's the magical hair that causes the damage.
So do you light the fist on fire to make the ember?
No, that's just the hair is that long.
And then because it's magic, it just regrows after it burns.
No, it's just that long and flowing that it looks
okay.
like
because
flame.
He's a ginger.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah.
So it looks like he has fire fists, but it's really just hair. It's the path of the beast.
Nice.
Okay. Yeah.
And the beast.
Hi. Cool.
Is ginger sexiness.
Soulless, but ginger sexiness.
No, he does not. He has no need for a soul. Not when you have sculpted pecs like those.
I also forgot to mention I'm 6'3".
Like literal concrete sculpted pecs. All of my wizards will get less interesting as they die. This is John. No, he's got no magic. He just throws calculators.
But they're magical calculators.
Yes.
Yeah, they only have the number 6 and the number 9, but when you just keep typing it over and over, you get the correct equations and answers.
Impressive.
80085.
Yeah.
So does that mean your very last one will be literally the wizard, like the Super Mario Brothers 3 feature-length commercial?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yep, he'll have the gun.
Feature-length commercial. So.
Oh, so you got to practice that.
California.
You ever saw the movie?
It's been so long. Guess what we're doing this weekend?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I think I saw that movie like shortly after it came out.
Yeah, I'm sure I did.
And that's about the last time
I
saw it.
I think that was the last time my parents agreed to take me to a movie.
Okay, so you are on your floating castle. And you happen to... It's a nice summer day. Down below, nearby, is the city of Dawntown.
Ooh.
I'm brushing my majestic knuckle hair.
Mm-hmm. I'm tanning.
This place is a militaristic and ordered place. It has lots of parades. And since it is the summer, they do believe in suns out, guns out. Uh-huh. So they're having a parade of both literal guns and just people walking through the streets with their arms up, flexing.
That's me.
So there's currently a huge parade going on. You're in your castle. You can be watching the festivities if you want it. I don't care.
I do not find parades to be sexy, and therefore, I do not watch them.
Okay. So as the parade is going on, there is suddenly a very large commotion and lots of screaming.
Is that normal for us? Like, did they see one of us, perhaps?
No. You're up in the castle,
oh.
like flying. So they can't really see. Mm.
These are the people below.
Yeah. You can see.
Everyone's below us.
You can see at some point along the parade route, you do see people running from a spot.
I get up from my nude sunbathing, beards blowing in the wind.
Wait. Do you have a penis beard?
I have multiple beards.
So said beards.
Wait.
Yeah.
I have multiple beards.
Does that beard have shards of glass in it?
Yeah.
Oh.
I like everything rough.
Risky.
Yeah, that is risky.
Okay.
Yeah.
And who said I have a dick? This is Hildur.
Hildur. We can't tell her all that
Kendall?
Buzz.
It's just too furry. You can't tell.
Oh, okay. Oh, so it's less of a beard, more of like an afro.
So like real life.
Kevin the Dick afro.
Taking my dice back.
Is it like a cock fro?
Whatever, shock mount.
Whatever, dude. My dick has sideburns.
I go to the railing and I look down at the commotion to see what I can spy. Mm. I live for battle.
You can see there's the obvious, you know, grandstand area, but you can see what look to be, you know, skeletons or mummies or the undead are rising and running about the streets.
I hit the big red button that's in every room to alert for battle. There's three buttons. There's a purple one for sexy. There's a red one for battle, and there's another purple one for wizards. But we all know which purple one to press.
Well, I bet you the wizard one probably is like sparkles.
Yes, has stars on it. So I press the battle one, and then I press the wizard one, and then I press the sexy one because the order matters to let people know what's going on. Okay. And then I twirl in a circle, mirrors dazzling in the light, and then I use my way of 10,000 mirrors to teleport down to the surface through my mirrors.
Oh, okay.
That sounds amazing.
Cool.
What's my difficulty?
I mean, that's a four.
Okay.
So that's just a standard four. Four's first roll.
I failed.
Yes. That sounds right.
A two and a three.
Okay. Well, as a failure, you take one stress and one determination. Right. So you go to twirl. Now you've hit the buttons in order.
Yep.
So good job. You twirl. However, being nude and being that you haven't done your upkeep in a little while, you trip over one of the longer pubes.
Yep.
And just one. Just, wow.
Well, one of the braids.
Braids.
Oh, so they're all braided. Okay.
Every single strand is braided.
When you trip over one of the braids, you know, cut your foot a little bit and just...
Well, like everything rough, so it
turns
me on a little bit.
And fall right onto the floor. So you don't teleport, you just...
I revel in the pain of the glass piercing my skin, and then I take a second before I try again and let others possibly react to the alarm.
Alarm's going off.
I come running out. I was already on the deck, or... whatever we're going to call this.
Yeah, whatever.
I, because of being a ginger, I was under 14 umbrellas. and I was still kind of burning a little bit. And what ho? Trouble? And I see, I forgot your name, Hildur?
Hildur.
Hildur?
Hildur.
Hildur.
He's ignoring me.
Hildur.
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 Hello. Hello.
So I see Hildur, and I see that whole debacle of him unfortunately teleporting and hurting himself.
I wave.
Hello. So I run up, and I want to just grab him onto my shoulder.
Oh, not, oh, oh.
And
just I didn't know you felt like that.
Jump right up and over.
Okay.
We're going to superhero dive down, and I am going to use the power of my concrete pecs to hopefully soften the blow.
I take the Superman pose.
We'll keep it easy for right now. We'll do a four.
So is that sexy? Because it feels like sexy.
Yeah. Are you going to superhero pose when you land?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
for
that's sexy,
sure.
Then, totally.
So he wears a very sequined green
you don't want
wizard,
to be blue?
Like robes. And it comes into a very deep V that ends just below his navel.
Oh, a blue V. Gotcha.
No, green.
Green.
Oh.
I'm a ginger, so it's green.
Blue. Gotcha.
Like a leprechaun.
My highest is a six and a six.
Ooh. Okay. You do this. You vault over the wall, or, you know, the parapet. There you go.
Yes, parapet.
You vault over. You've got a naked dwarf over your shoulder.
Yep.
You just kind of...
To be fair, Hildur doesn't tend to wear clothes very often.
Okay.
That's fair.
It's too furry. No one can tell.
What about belt?
Well, yeah. You got to keep the braids in check when I'm in battle.
Okay.
Okay.
But on the other hand, my belt is literally just ass hairs pulled around.
So if you're wearing a belt, are you technically naked?
Well, it's made out of my own hair, so I guess
yes.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
So that's fair. You do this. You it is, you know, all of a sudden, you know, people look, they're like, oh, is that a bird? There are no planes. Yep. Sorry. You land. People just kind of gasp and look, and it is amazing. You see at least 6 people swoon.
Yes. Excellent. Oh. Excellent. That is what I was hoping for. I landed in a nice muscle pose, the one arm flexed, the other one pointing up into the sky at my glory. And moments before I landed, I kind of flipped the dwarf off me so he could try and do his own sexy landing. But if he doesn't, who cares? He's not messing up mine.
Okay. Yeah. I will allow that.
Somersault, twirl, and then like a wiggle.
Give me a sexy out.
Now, do you land?
Do I have to?
Yeah, you do.
Do you land just like pure beard catching you?
The beard, it works like a parachute and kind of like softens the landing.
All right.
Yep. I'm going to spend that determination because I have a sexy of 1 in case you haven't been able to tell yet.
How many determination do we get?
You get them you when you fail. Yet,
so it's only when you fail.
Oh, wait. What's the difficulty?
He's giving you a little boost, so 4.
Fuck's sake.
Okay.
Hilder's good at things.
What's your highest?
Wait. What's your highest roll?
3. All right. I'm good.
Okay.
I'm
so you're still alive.
Okay. So that's 2 stress.
I get that.
And a determination.
You are. Hilder is not going to live long. I'm glad I didn't bother to remember your name.
Okay. The alarm is still going off. Hephaestocles and Armina?
Jack Steele.
It's Jack Steele.
Jack Steele. Okay.
Because he's in his hero mode.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Because he hit the battle button.
That's right. Oh.
Jack Steele.
So that means Jack Steele is my superhero alter ego, and Hephaestus is my regular name.
You sound like...
Perfect.
Hephaestus.
You sound like someone from the Ectocast.
Interesting.
Maybe.
Can't quite put my finger on it.
No, I don't know. I don't know.
I didn't listen to it, so...
Neither did we.
I did.
I do.
No.
Oh, so one thing I forgot to mention that everyone else did during my little setup thing is my school of magic is Secrets of the Occult of Shadowmancy.
Nice.
So that means, where's Armina during this whole thing?
So Armina was like totally sunbathing and she heard all this commotion and she heard the button go off and she leaned over the wall that was slightly above the other walls and looked down to see this furry beast.
Is Armina also covered in beards?
No.
No. Okay. No.
She's got gorgeous locks that never seem to get wet, whether it's raining or swimming or anything.
What color?
Well, they're dark with red
dark
highlights.
With red.
With red highlights, yeah. Mm. Yeah. She's spicy.
Muy caliente.
So she sees Hildur get tossed over this guy's shoulder and she just sighs.
Not some guy.
Yeah. Not some guy.
Bro one.
Well, I wasn't telling you to go. I just wanted to know where you were in relation to
me.
So
yeah, I'm standing up over them, watching them.
So you're watching them jump off.
Yeah.
Jump off the thing. So yeah.
This is apparently Armina's voice.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
I hope she does first.
So we look down and we see this like horde of undead, right? So yep. I go over and I'm look over the thing and I'm gonna say in standard Jack Steele fashion, damn, these undead bastards are going to pay for ruining my sunny day. Because despite being of the cult of Shadowmancy, I do enjoy nice sunny days.
Yeah, no, you know? I mean, obviously. Yeah.
Well, I mean, they do make really good shadows.
Yeah.
And in order to have dark, you have to have light.
That's right. Yeah. Right. So my way down to the ground, I'm just going to totally invoke my school of magic. We have, you said, walls and parapets and shit. So they're casting a shadow.
Oh, yeah, totally.
So I'm going to lean into the shadow and I kind of melt down into it and then come out of a shadow on the ground.
Ooh.
Nice.
Probably the shadow being cast by this floating citadel. Is that the right word for this?
Yes.
It can be. Okay. It's certainly
castle.
It's
a citadel. Word. Yeah, fortress, yeah. Whatever.
The SBC, the sexy cool. Battle yeah. Citadel.
So what do I roll for that? Because I just love rolling.
That would definitely be wizard.
Okay.
And again, this is not something that's too difficult. So 4.
Given the track record of all our rolls so far, Kevin, I don't know if this is going to...
Let's see how that side
is. Oh, that failed. 3-3.
You take 1 stress.
This side of the table's rocking it.
Woo!
All right, so you melt into the shadow.
Yeah.
However, you misjudge where they are, because you had looked over the side of the castle to see like where to go, but you didn't realize that the shadow that you were looking at was actually in a tree.
Okay.
So you come out of the shadow and fall down a tree, hitting most of the branches on your way down.
Okay.
So you are a little banged up.
Oh.
Perfect.
Very heroic.
Perfect. Armina?
Yeah, so I watch them all do that, and then I go and I push the button for the magical ladder that goes down that's built into the castle, and I just grab a hold of it. And I say, bring me down, boys, and there's some henchmen.
Oh, no, it's like a teleporter.
Yeah, it's like a teleporter.
You don't want obviously a magical escalator?
So
otherwise,
you've got a Chief O'Brien who goes...
Yeah, yeah.
I think we could all use one of those.
AKA the most boring way to get off.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, I'm going to for sure gently...
Oh, absolutely.
The one involving no rolling whatsoever.
Yeah, I'm going to gently place my foot on the ground, and I am prepared.
Sounds like a sexy roll to me.
I mean, at least battle. Yeah.
So, obviously, as soon as Bro One has landed and Hildur has also landed.
Landed. He spends 98% of his time flexing.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
You do notice that from the grandstand, there are two figures running at you.
Hey, they're over there. Those figures right there, guys.
The general commotion is, you know, coming towards you, but those two are coming towards you. You have a older male coming at you. Looks a lot like William Dafoe because, hey, why not? And then I had to make sure that she was old enough, and the other person is a woman. Looks a lot like Ariel Winters. She's 21.
Who's Ariel Winters?
Yeah, I don't know who that is either.
But let me find her and describe her.
Yeah, there you go.
She is the daughter on Modern Family.
Yeah. Oh, that one with the knockers.
Yeah.
The nerdy one.
Oh, yeah.
I still don't know
what
that is.
That's literally the only thing she's ever been in. Because
yeah, she's very voluptuous.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
all right. Okay.
Gotcha.
Oh.
Yeah, so that's who's coming running at you.
Looking to redeem themselves, Hildur leaps up, blood spatters sexily, reaches into their beard, pulls out their ghost wolf bow, and then fires a volley upon the lady.
We must defeat them.
Come on, Bro One. We need to get them. Okay.
You didn't say we were smart.
No,
smart
I didn't.
Is not
wait, they look,
on.
They look
no,
evil, right?
You don't have to be smart.
So you're attacking Willem Dafoe and this other
they're
lady?
They're coming off of the grandstand.
Oh,
I thought you were like coming at us.
Are they enemies?
Fire!
They are coming towards you.
Your immediate...
I would argue that we are clearly not worried about people getting
enemies?
In the way.
I'm going to fire a warning shot.
Ooh.
Is that battle, I guess?
That is a battle, yes.
You're just going to
spend a termination.
Okay. We'll go with a four since it's a warning shot.
Hey.
Everything's above a four.
Congratulations.
Fours and fives. Woo. So, yeah, I'm good.
Okay, so, well... It doesn't matter if you meet. So meeting and beating are different. So
yeah. Meeting and beating. So I got to beat the meat.
Meeting and beating.
Yeah. Beat the meat.
Beat.
I beat the meat. So
okay.
I'm going to let a ghost wolf bow arrow just fly by the lady and say, "Ho there! What's going on? I forgot to do a voice."
No, brother, and I'll like pat him on the back. We can all hear your voice.
Oh, there.
You idiots, get out of here. We don't want your kind here.
Sounds like an invitation. My voice definitely changed. Different than before. But this is what it is now.
I'm going to pat William Dafoe condescendingly on the head. Don't worry, little buddy. We will save you. And then I'll shove him aside.
No, no, no. You must fill out the paperwork.
Wait, you're William Dafoe?
No, this is now the chick.
Oh. Shoo now.
Could you not tell by my voice?
I wasn't paying attention. You're not important.
Well, you didn't establish William.
Where's the battle?
You didn't establish William Dafoe's voice, so we didn't have anything to compare it to.
I grab Bro One's hand by the hair and lug him along towards battle.
I follow because that hurts.
Mm.
Yeah.
She casts a barrier in front of you and insisting, you must fill out the paperwork.
You can do magic. Would you like an application?
Yes, give her the application.
Mm-hmm. Brother, give her the application.
I reach into the pubic hairs and I pull out an application.
I mean, we all knew where they were kept, but
why do you keep disturbing. Everything in there?
I'm gonna need
the bows kept in my beard.
Uh-huh. I'm gonna need a 5 for her to be convinced sexily when you from that one.
When you when you pull out this application from your pubes, you pull out a quill as well, I imagine.
Oh, right. Yeah, of course.
If you had not pulled them from there, I might have gone to a 4.
Can I assist him?
Is your hair prehensile?
Sure.
All right. How does that work?
Yeah.
It means he parts your pubes with his hands and reaches in and gets them.
I would say that you have to roll above a 4 in order to give him a +1.
For sexy?
+1 die or a +1 to my result?
To your result.
Oh.
Nailed it.
Okay.
Wish I didn't spend the determination before.
I blow up in a ball of blue dildos.
So you pull this out. You can see the utter repulsion on her face.
Oh, is he going to literally die of embarrassment?
And what happens is you see this. You have had the worst, like, 2.5 minutes of your life.
Yeah, pretty much.
I haven't rolled once. Hildred's already dead.
And the look that she gives you is literally like daggers in your heart, and you just...
Explode
into... What did you say?
A ball of blue dildos.
Yes.
And was that literally how... Is that how it went?
Yep, pretty much.
Yep.
Is it the sort of look that could strip paint off a wall? Or is it worse?
No, it's that, like, utter revulsion. Like, oh, dear God, what did I see? I need bleach in my eyes and my brain.
I know that look.
I would like to start to push aside the dildos to see if I can find the contract.
Am I actually dead?
Yeah.
So technically, if you would like, you will reform in the med wing, essentially, the medical wing. Okay. Or if you would like, yes, you can be totally dead and you can roll up a new character.
No, I kind of like Hildur.
We're gonna make another go.
That's fine. It's one of those things. Where, so essentially,
can't be when you're ready, Coach.
You're going to have to just wait. I'm gonna say like a round before you. So everyone else is gonna go, and then eventually.
So he's up in the castle again.
He's back in the castle in the medical wing. So you will awake. Probably 2 rounds. Because
what's the Pokemon nurse?
Can anyone remember my voice?
The one that's there everywhere.
Nurse Joy.
Yeah. I don't know that either.
I was thinking Jenny, but that's Officer.
That's
Jenny.
Officer Jenny.
Officer Jenny. Yeah.
I don't know that either. So like my Pokemon knowledge is as follows: Pikachu,
Pika,
Bulbasaur.
Bulbasaur.
Gotta catch them all.
Pokemon.
Nice. Okay, so yes, we have had our first death.
So this is even...
On like, what, 4 rolls?
Now here's
my
question.
Yes, I've rolled 4 times, and I've succeeded once.
I like to think that Hildur does this a lot, and that everybody's just like, fucking...
You know what, I'm not gonna make another character ever. Hildur's just gonna keep exploding. Fuck it.
I'm going to make all of your roles have to be sexy in some
way.
Don't
you dare.
Can he come back with new stats every time?
So do you explode so often that we collect the dildos and we sell them online, and that's how we fund this floating castle?
All right. Dildos are branded, so yeah, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure, why not? And they're magical because...
They are magical.
Well, there's got to be a market for that.
Yep. Motherfucker.
Yeah. So
you know what?
Hildur has exploded.
Like, Jack Steele's fist.
Oh.
Okay.
So while I'm digging through the pile of dildos for the contract, I instead find a gopher hole.
Okay.
And using the Path of the Beasts, which is my magical school, I'm planning to use that to travel beneath the wall to get to the other side.
Ooh, okay. Roll me a wizard. Give me a 5, just because you have to get past her. Okay, so you do take you, it. Let's see, hold on. 5 and a 1.
Well, 1 doesn't matter.
Yeah.
All right. So if it's equal, you succeed.
Yes.
You mark a stress.
Oh.
Something bad does happen though. In addition, so you do it. You succeed.
Yeah.
So you get through. And however, what happens is the William Dafoe character does see you.
I did forget about him, so yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. You were distracted by...
by exploding dildos.
Yes.
Kevin's mouthing words to me, and I did a jack-off hand symbol. Like, what?
So, as you come out of the gopher hole...
Yes, yes.
A magical fist bops you on the head.
Oh, that sounds like it hurts.
Because you're coming out of a gopher hole. And it's the
I imagine thing. It looked a lot like Bugs Bunny burrowing through the ground.
Yeah, totally.
Is it Jack Steele?
Well, it's going to be like him or Armina next, so yes. So, but you are successfully past it. However, you kind of sort of now have...
Well, I got bopped in the head. Yeah, so, you got bopped in the head.
So, okay. What are you guys doing?
All right, so I will walk up to the chick with the contract.
Yep.
What is this contract? What exactly is this for?
This is a liability clause. We are not paying for your damage.
Oh, okay. Sure. Who do you think's paying for it?
Not us.
All right, whatever, sweetheart. I'll sign it. I sign it.
Betty Boop.
Okay.
Boop. Take down this barrier.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. If you sign the contract, then yes.
All right.
Wall comes down.
The wall comes down, and I see what's his nut coming out of that gopher hole.
Bro one.
Bro one.
All right. So they let you past, and you are now facing a large horde of undead.
I am excited, and I ready my fey fists.
Okay.
Yeah.
The undead are getting closer.
I'm going to launch my fey fists at them.
Oh, I was waiting for Jack Steele to do something,
okay.
Too.
Well, I thought you were still going.
No.
Okay. So all the people are gone. Like, they're out of the way. It's just us and the
undead. Yeah, at this point, there's really not much in terms of people that are in the way. There might just be, statues and
all right,
stuff
like
that.
Lock and load, fuckers. And I'm just fire away.
Language!
you're right. This is family friendly, right?
Yeah, don't say load.
Yeah, load. Don't say load.
I like to think say
it's a big load. No loads, guys. No loads.
Sure.
It doesn't matter how hot or steamy they are.
They could be big loads or small loads.
Or sticky loads.
Sticky loads,
yeah.
Or Kevin's green dildo loads.
They're blue.
They're blue.
Kevin's blue dildo loads.
Like his balls.
Blue balls. Get it? I get it.
Yeah.
Nice.
You're about to.
Okay, so anyway, you have a zombie horde.
I'm going to blast. Oh. So anyway, I start blasting.
Okay.
I guess you do get a load after all.
Yeah. Battle that shit.
Well, yeah.
Oh, what's the difficulty?
It's a massive horde of zombies, so it's a 4.
Then meat.
Okay, so you take 1 stress. Make sure to mark that down.
Next time, beat that meat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But don't eat that meat.
Beat it.
It's zombie meat.
Beat that meat.
So you fire off, and what does it look like when your cannon blasts off?
I'm going to opt for this time. It's going to look like a Dragon Ball Z,
Yeah, that. Nice. Okay.
I like it.
Me too. All
right, so this... this blue just energy ball just rips down.
No, it's like got the
beam.
Yeah, it's got like the flare around the barrel of it, and then it's just a beam.
Oh, okay, cool. Okay. So this beam just cuts right through one whole side. So one, side of the street is just, there are a few legs just standing there.
Ooh.
Twitching.
Impressive.
Yeah.
Still walking.
They're undead. Some of the taller zombies are now, they've been cut in half, so their arms are pulling them.
Nice.
You did a good chunk. Good job.
Armina is very impressed.
That was a chunky load.
It is now, for sure.
All these zombies.
However, because you did only meet the role, you are blinded for a moment.
Well, it was very bright.
It happens.
Yeah,
because your grandmother probably told you if you do that too often,
you'll go blind.
You'll go blind. Yeah.
Usually it's a little darker when you do this. So because it's so sunny out and you shot a very bright beam, it just, it temporarily blinds you.
Giggity.
Yeah.
Okay. Cobra One? Or what are you guys doing?
When does he wake up in the infirmary?
He has now woken up in the infirmary, and so he will be able to get out and back down to you next round.
I just want to say, it's a montage. Hilder is having a moment. Takes a long shower, lots of steam.
Wait.
Takes time to comb all the hair.
Yep.
And then you just see them sitting in a hall of mirrors, waiting.
What song is playing for the montage?
Oh.
It's important.
Yeah, it is. Maniac?
I'm a believer.
Wow.
No, All-Star.
All-Star, okay. And actually, so Hilder's pronouns are they, them, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Just want to make sure. Because I think I said he before, so.
Yeah, that's fine. They keep doing it, too.
I think I flip-flop. I'm going to start flip-flopping.
That's fine. Hilder does, too.
Hey-o.
Okay. Anyway. They are getting ready.
Gozer's head bonks remind me of Law and Order.
Bonk, bonk. Dung, dung.
So Hilder's getting ready.
Yep.
Huh. Zombie horde's coming at you.
Hey.
All right, flexing. Manly, in a manly way, my muscles, my sculpted concrete muscles.
He calls those sculpted muscles, but check out my actual sculpted muscles. I worked on these.
His are literally sculpted, though.
I know, but like...
There's some detail there, some fine artisanship.
Yeah.
I almost think we should
have
a flex off.
And what do you just do? You just pick things up and put them down?
But I can
His
flex
is art.
So hard.
Yeah, like stonemasonry.
It's just...
Can you do that?
He cheated.
I think you cheated.
You take that back.
He's miles away.
We're having a hyperdimensional conversation.
Okay.
Yeah.
Opened a channel.
I opened a channel. Yeah.
She needs some girl talk.
Did she preempt your radio station?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. It's like a feedback loop, so I'm getting her and she's getting some All-Star.
Oh, okay.
She's like, hey now, you're an All-Star. Game on, go play.
Okay.
So in your head, you're hearing the actual song, but you're singing it, and that's what she's hearing.
Yeah, there you go.
Stop singing, Hilder. I can't hear myself
hype
think.
I blew up again.
Oh, I know, sweetheart. I'm sorry.
Why does this always happen? I was just trying to get her to sign up.
I know.
She was sexy.
You can be sexier next time, I promise.
Okay.
This has been Sexy Battle Wizards, as presented by Saga Game Studio. You, too, can enjoy the RPG Sexy Battle Wizards, created by Grant Howitt. You can find this free game and more at patreon.com/GS Howitt. Voices you heard today are that of Sex Machine Matt, Spicy Town Mike, Luscious Lips Kevin, Voluptuous Lady Dawn, and finally, Bangin' Hot Ben, the amazing ringleader and GM of Sexy Battle Wizards, Saga Game Studio Edition. Intro music is Funky Machine by Lobo Loco. Outro music is Can't Stop My Feet by Loyalty Freak Music. Both songs can be found at freemusicarchive.org. Thank you for listening. Keep it sexy, world.
What do you expect me to do? He's just popping up between my legs.
You want to see what's popping up between my legs?
No. No, I don't.
Roll for sexy.
Roll for sexy.
I hope you fail like me.
I think I would fail. Let's see.
It's six.
Oh! You're seeing what's popping up.
All right, Kevin,
did you take a one in sexy and a three in battle?
This is happening.
That's exactly what I took.
Oh, I didn't even look at yours.
It's fine.